So what we do is we start the dog inside the house. We have little portable indoor units we use that you can also use for different in-home behavior issues. And,
okay.
And Rick, really, we've become not so much a technology. A lot of people think of Invisible Fence, well, it's technology, this and that. We're more of a behavior company. We're solving people's problems with their pets with behavior issues, dogs getting into trash cans and things like that. But anyhow, getting off the subject a little bit, we use these indoor units that we have used for the same issues inside the house, and we can use a low stimulus inside the house to train the dog or cat to stay away from flags. So we put a couple flags around the unit. We have professional trainers with Invisible Fence brand. We have to be recertified every year in training. And we go back and work with the dogs, and we purposely decoy the dog into the zone. We establish the lowest level of correction we can to get the dog just to step back and avoid the zone. And again, we have the flags around it, so the dog starts to associate it with the flags. And this is so gentle that we are, again, this is something we do pretty much specifically with Invisible Fence brand. We're able to start puppies as young as 8 weeks.
Okay.
So first several days in the house, instead of being outside in the nasty weather, we ask the owners to play with the dog close to this indoor boundary and even to feed them close to it. Their job is 100% positive throughout the training process. And what you see is within about a minute to 3 minutes, typically, the trainer has the dog avoiding the perimeter, and the owner's having fun playing with the dog around the perimeter.
Okay.
And so, again, their job is to make the area close to it really positive, so the dog learns what we call the on-off. They learn if they step into the zone, something's happening, they don't like it. If they step back, it stops. So they're not fearful, but they learn it.
Okay.
Because our goal is not to intimidate the dog, but to train the dog, and there's a big difference there.
We're talking with Rich Johnson from Invisible Fence Company here in Hazlett. Rich, I have a question about the training, because I imagine that's really the most important aspect of the technology, is really understanding how to use it properly.
That's correct.
Once the initial training is done, is there a repeat training over time that takes place? Or if people just don't feel comfortable, if a new family member is introduced into the equation and needs to be brought up to speed, can they contact you to get special ongoing training?
Oh, sure.
How does that whole system work?
Once a dog's trained, they really don't need repetition or additional training. Because what happens with the Invisible Fence system is it automatically reinforces itself. That's, I think, the key to actually make it work, is when the dog gets a correction, they retreat, they come back into the yard to get away from it. That's the reinforcement of the training we did the first 2 weeks of the dog's period on Invisible Fence. So unlike obedience class, when you go to the obedience class, the dog does great while you're there and while you're doing it. Then you go home and stop doing the protocols that they taught you in obedience. Then the dog loses the memory and doesn't do it anymore. With Invisible Fence, it automatically gets the same reinforcement, turns around, comes back in the yard, stays home, which is what we taught it day one, that it learns and remembers 10 years, 15 years down the road.
Same message every time.
Right. And if you talk to obedience trainers, they're inconsistent in what they say, with one exception. They all say consistency is the key to training a dog. And that's what you get.
Right. I'll agree with that. That's fantastic.
Well, in terms of other programs, Rich, once people get used to Invisible Fence and they have it, and they add an additional dog to the family or they add an additional cat, how does that work? Is there a similar technology? Is it just as simple as adding an additional transmitter or an additional how does that work?
Well, the new pet gets a new computer collar.
Okay.
And one of the great things that's happened in my business over the last couple of years is the phenomenon of people getting rescue dogs, because more and more people are getting rescue dogs. Last year, our new customer business was down, but we had so many existing customers bringing new dogs into the family that my business was well maintained for the year last year. They simply call us, and we come out and we help adapt the fence to the new dog.
Okay.
So we go through training protocols with them.
But in terms of, they don't need to get a separate fence for the separate animal
That's one of the great things about it. You do add additional cost, and they have to wear another collar.
Right.
And then, of course, the training that we provide for them. But no, you certainly don't double your cost to put another pet on the system. And we have people with 10, 12 dogs and cats running around free out in the yard having fun.
Yeah, I think that, success breeds success. And so individuals that are really into pets you know, in the past may have been limited because you can only control so many. And with the pet containment system, they've been able to rescue more animals and provide better service. Now, the one thing that I'm curious about, and I think we kind of hit on it, you and I had a conversation, the size of the actual receiver on mm-hmm. the collar has changed quite a bit. I know when I first started out and we had this other brand that I brought on, they're pretty cumbersome, and now things have changed a lot. Maybe you could comment on that.
Yeah, one of the things we're really proud of is our new MicroLite receiver, we call it. It's much smaller than anything we've had in the past, and ours were pretty much the smallest in the market for the last 10, 15 years. And they're so much smarter than they used to be. We have such a wide range of correction levels that we can program and the ways the stimulus affects the dog, so that we can take a dog that's had a real abuse history and real sensitive background and gently bring that dog into the system comfortably, where in the past, prior to about 5-6 years ago, that was really difficult for us to do. And so it's made training much, much better. And again, that's incorporated with Perfect Start. It's really worked out well for the rescue dogs, and the dogs have had abuse backgrounds. So that's been really good. I really personally enjoyed seeing that come into this business or this industry.
Rich, one of the signs of success that I've noticed is that as I drive around mid-Michigan, I see signs from Invisible Fence on a number of different homes telling me that you've been there and you've installed a system. And one of the things I've noted is some of them are gigantic properties. What kind of ranges do you have available? Because I've seen people with literally acres of property. I mean, how far away can these dogs be in terms of this perimeter and have the system work?
Well, the largest job I can recall is probably about 65 acres down in the Jackson area we did several years ago. And basically, size is not that big of an issue. Dogs can learn large areas. Years ago, we had a product called Off Limits, which is a division of Invisible Fence. We were going out and marketing to farmers, and what we were doing back then is we were training dogs to it was again the Off Limits division of Invisible Fence to the Off Limits product, and we were putting them out in farms to run the deer off property, for example cherry or apple orchards were our primary. But anyhow, we were doing 100 acres plus at that point. And the cool thing, if you think about it, is dogs have the capability of learning an area like that. And one of the other unusual things I think is really neat is we do lakefront properties. We can actually run the line right out in the water, and the signal will come right up through ice and snow with no problem. But the unique thing about that, if you think about it, is we're able to train the dogs in water where they can go. And our equipment with Invisible Fence brand is waterproof enough that we can do that. The water all kind of looks the same.
Right.
But dogs can recognize how far, even in water, they can go out into a lake.
Well, you just got to hope that the dog doesn't have such a strong water tendency that it's willing to disregard the signal. Because I've seen some dogs, boy, you get them in the water and they're in heaven.
Oh, yeah. And these dogs are in heaven.
And they don't want to pay attention to anything.
You see it typically with your Chesapeakes and Labs and Newfies. They love chasing bluegills in the spring and having fun. But no, one of the things with Invisible Fence brand, we do have a money-back guarantee with this. We do guarantee it that it will keep your dog home. And when we're done, and our expectation is nothing but 100% satisfaction, the fact that dog stays home 100% of the time. Anything short of that is not acceptable to us. And if our clients out there are having any issues with that, we urge them to call us, because there's no reason for a dog not to stay in 100% of the time. When Richard Peck invented this system, it was just amazing how well it does work. And dogs really do respect it. Our biggest issue, if you will, is it works too well, and people tend to get complacent and not use it all the time.
Right. We're talking with Rich Johnson, the owner of Invisible Fence here in Hazlett. Rich, we're going to hold you through the break, if that's okay. And I'd like to talk more with you about training.
Sure.
When we come back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. I want to fly.